Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Indian Emmy with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a family in central Queensland urges others to get their solar panels checked after a fire broke out on their roof. It's been confirmed by an electrician the blaze began in faulty DC isolators, safety devices that can ignite if the internals are exposed to the elements. The owner of the house, Sharon Booth, was unaware they needed regular maintenance checks. Clean Energy Council Policy Director Con Ristodoulidis recommends inspecting solar systems at least once a year, saying homeowners should be particularly vigilant after major weather events.
University of Queensland researchers have proven endometriosis, an irritable bowel syndrome known as IBS, share genetic risk factors, explaining why parents with one condition may have the other. A severe condition caused by tissue rambling, the uterus lining growing outside the uterus. The studies showed women with endometriosis are twice as likely to have an IBS diagnosis than those without. Professor Grant Montgomery at UQ Institute for Molecular Bioscience hopes this knowledge will help medical professionals understand how disease derives and improve treatments.
In national news, dairy workers' threats of a six-day strike in Victoria have cooled off after processors caved into workers' demands for better wages and conditions. On Wednesday, the United Workers Union announced they had reached an agreement with Peter's Ice Cream, Saputo, and Lactalis for increasing the wage of more than 1,000 dairy factory workers. In the statement, the union has said, quote, "These workers' first-year pay rise doubles the 2.5% dairy workers received as they helped their companies out during the pandemic."
Police have seized more than 400 illegal weapons as part of an investigation into youth gang in Melbourne South East after raiding two collectible shops. They found weapons and more than 100 cartons of illegal cigarettes as well as cannabis and prescription medication and more than 70,000 vapes worth $461,000. Senior Surgeon Josh Milligan said anyone who found guilty of carrying or using a prohibited weapon may end up facing $46,000 fine or 2 years in prison, and added, quote, "There is no place in our community for adults who prey on or take advantage of local youth by equipping them with weapons that will ultimately lead to further crime."
In international news, a warning to listeners, the following story contains themes of self-harm. A teenager has been detained inside a regional processing centre on the remote Pacific island of Nauru. The 17-year-old is one of 11 Tamil-speaking people taken to the Nauru processing centre on September 7th, the first transfers since 2014. The centre remains open after the Australian government signed an enduring regional processing capability with the Republic of Nauru in 2021. Asylum seekers sent to the island nation are to be managed by the government of Nauru. Ogie Simic, Director of Advocacy at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, says the organisation is urgently seeking to establish if the transfers are receiving independent legal and health support services. The ABC reports an adult man in the group made a serious self-harm attempt last week.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to www.flowzz.org.au to read more.